Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
God's Word is a light to the dark path, living water for the thirsty soul, strength to the weary, salvation and hope to the lost, healing to the sick. Listen to Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempah as he gives clear and straightforward answers to the Word of God, refreshing your soul with impactful teachings of the Bible. Dr. Kojo Bempah is the senior pastor and visionary of Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God, an anointed, energetic, and practical teacher, passionate about winning the lost for Christ through God's Word. You're welcome to today's message. Listen and be blessed.
Pray without ceasing for supernatural manifestation. Let's put our hands together and celebrate the Lord Jesus. We want to thank God for the life of God's servants. In tonight's service, it is testimony time. And if you hear testimonies, it means that God is about to visit you also. And yours will be the next to be read on this exalted altar. Let's celebrate the Lord once again for these powerful testimonies. This is from Sister Olivia. She says, 4 years of ulcer healed by the power of God. I had been battling peptic ulcer for 4 years. I could hardly sleep at night, and when the pain came, I could barely stand upright. I had to visit the hospital monthly for new medication and diagnosis because the symptoms kept changing, making the treatments ineffective. In 2023, a member of Holy Hill invited me to this church and I decided to stay. Through Daddy's teachings on kingdom mysteries, that is talking about the application of anointing oil, communion wine, prophetic mantle, and also his healing declarations, my faith grew and I believed I will be healed. Now with this conviction, I stopped visiting the hospital in October 2023. During the 21 days of fasting and prayers in January 2025, I decided to fast for the first time. A people of God, I was able to complete the fast without experiencing any symptoms. Therefore, I've returned to give thanks to Jesus for healing me from this affliction. Jesus is indeed Lord. Let's celebrate Him again for this healing miracle, confirming the words of His servant. This is from Brother Jeremiah, healed of cough through prayer. For 2 weeks, I was battling a persistent dry cough that caused me great discomfort. Despite taking medications, the cough would not go away and became a source of frustration. During the 21 days of prayer and fasting in January 2025, I fully committed myself to seeking God and trusting in His healing power. On the last day of the fast, as I participated in the prayers, I suddenly realized that the cough had completely disappeared. From that moment onwards, I have been free from the dry cough. I'm so grateful to God for His divine healing. Let your clap show that you really appreciate what God has done. Father, we thank you. To Him be all the glory. Next is from Nana Boateng. Multiple monetary provisions. Is somebody believing God for miracle money? This is your time to key into this testimony. In October 2024, my uncle promised to give me a phone. The month, however, ended without me receiving it. I followed up with a message, but he ignored me. So during the Christmas season in 2024, this same uncle reached out to me and sent me 500 Ghana cedis. Glory be to Jesus. Additionally, my grandfather, whom I had not heard from in a very long while, returned from abroad and called me for the first time. He invited me to visit him, and when I was leaving, he also gave me 1,000 Ghana cities. Glory to Jesus. To my utmost surprise, my father, who had disowned me for a long time, also called me during the same period, and he gave me 1,200 Ghana cedis. So one person receiving 500 Ghana, 1,000 Ghana, and 1,200 Ghana cedis. And he said, he told me he would use it to buy, I should use the money to buy anything I wanted. I am beyond grateful for the wonderful things the Lord has done for me. Thank you, Jesus. And then finally, from Sister Lordina, success in academics. I completed senior high school in 2023 and failed in science. I wanted to do a bachelor's degree in nursing at the university, but because of the failure in science, I either had to accept another program from the university or rewrite the failed paper. Since I was resolute in pursuing nursing, I decided to trust God and rewrite the paper I failed. That is determination. So I prayed, committing everything to God, and attended classes. I also accepted in faith Daddy's prophetic declaration of success for students, believing that I would not fail a second time. And people of God, when the results were released, the God of second chance had truly come through for me, and I passed gloriously. Hallelujah. As I testify, I have gained admission to pursue my Bachelor of Science degree in nursing in one of the prestigious universities in Ghana. Glory be to God. And Jesus is indeed Lord. Let's celebrate the Lord Jesus for these testimonies, confirming his words in our lives. Thank you, Lord.
I was not born empty. There is a danger. Now, so many people. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Maybe I'm a young couple or so. Now, many dance. Maybe I shall be who Christ said. I don't worry. Maybe you could need.
Yeah.
Yankopon, or Shemede, Mama Hode, or one of us, a brenna, and the Mediane, Rabbe Magician, a Mediane, a Premen Quati, not Nadia, Mediani das Robesiano Pine.
Other people were playing Ludo. Lift your hands, thank the Lord for the opportunity to pray. Some don't have that opportunity. Opportunity to come to pray is a lifetime investment. You may never know what a particular prayer meeting will bring into your life. Mm-hmm. And so, lift your hands. Some of you think you can't pray for 6 hours. You have a post here. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Even though you were tired, you were pressing. You were pressing on. It's a great blessing. And I see your heavens open.
Oh, my Lord, if you open the heavens to see your presence.
And as he was praying, the heavens opened. clap your hands for the Lord. So we are finishing our vision conference. And today we are going to be looking at how to pursue vision. God has shown you what His plan for your life is. How do you get it accomplished? Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Which means that you can't walk anyhow, you can't do things anyhow. If you tread wrongly, you will end your life wrongly. That's why we need to pray for God to guide us. Some can walk on the right path for 50 years. 55 years, they veered off. Even men of God who were preaching the truth, at a point, something happened. Everyone needs to be guided on the way of destiny. One wrong step can wreck a whole destiny. You have to always pray that your steps are ordered. That song that they sang, very powerful. Order my steps. A young man has walked in holiness. He goes to marry the wrong person. And then the rest of his life, from 35 going, he's being tormented by tormentors. One wrong step. Every day, you have to pray, God, let me tread cautiously. Too many careless people. And one of the signs I know you are careless, you don't like to pray. Everybody who doesn't like prayer is careless. Because if you are not careless, you understand that this journey, our natural eyes can't see much. We need to be guided. There is a way. This business I think is going to bring breakthrough. Zoom, all your money is finished. That seems right. So many have been deceived to assume certain things as vision from God. I never forget this prophet who was prophesying in America. While the meeting was going on, power was flowing. And God opened his eye and he saw a man. And there was fire flame on top of the man's head. And the prophet said, "Hey, man, I will stand up. God is going to use you. I see the Holy Ghost standing on you." And everybody said, "This is a new man of God. God is about to raise." 2 days later, this man's filling station caught fire. He was burnt with the filling station. And the people said to the man of God, "Are you not the one that said God is going to use this man? How come he dies? It's not here that when you prophesy, what for what did he be?" America, they pursued the man. He saw the vision all right. The interpretation was wrong. The man owns a filling station, and God was telling him that his filling station is about to be burnt. When he saw the fire, he said, "Holy Ghost." Even prophets are missing it, and you that your eyes. Lift your hand and say, "Lord, help me to walk according to plan." That's the story that I'm to walk according to plan. That's the story I'm telling you. You can just wake up, carry your passport. Where are you going? Oklahoma. You get there, you have stepped into the hole of anaconda, never to return. Don't be too sure of yourself. Always pray for guidance. That's what vision is about. It's not the one motivational speakers are talking. Be at the place where God wants you to be better. Very important. So we are going to look at certain checklists, certain things, I call them look alike, but they are not vision. They look like a vision, but they are not. Number one is ambition. Ambition. Something begins to drive you. That is not God that showed you that thing. 2 Samuel 18:6-17. Be careful of ambition, because vision is not ambition. And so the people went out into the battlefield to battle against Israel. And the battle was in the woods of Ephraim. The people of Israel were overthrown there before the servants of David. Against the slaughter, 20,000 people took place that day. But the battle was scattered over the face of the whole countryside. And woods devoured more people. Look at it, where they were fighting. It's not people who kill people. They would devour more people that day than the sword devoured. But a young man died in the midst of this battle. Then Absalom met the servants of David. And Absalom rode on the mule, and the mule went under the thick bough of the great terrible tree, and his head was caught in the thicket. So he was left hanging between heaven and earth. And the mule which was under him went out. Verse 10. Now a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, I just saw Absalom hanging in the terrible tree. And Joab said, you just saw him. Why did you not strike him there to the ground? I will have given you 10 shekels of silver and a belt. The man said to Joab, though I was to receive 1,000 shekels of silver in my hand, I will not raise my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing, the king commanded. For in our hearing, the king commanded that no one should touch the young man. Beware lest anyone take the young man Absalom. Verse 13. Then, otherwise, I will have dealt falsely against my own life. For there is nothing hidden from the king. And you yourself will have set yourself against me. Verse 14. And Joab said, I cannot linger with you. And he took 3 spears in his hand and thrust them through Absalom's heart while he was still alive in the midst of the terrible tree. Verse 15. The young man that bore Joab's armor surrounded Absalom and struck him and killed him. Now, what is all this long talk about? This is a young man who decided to take his father's position. God didn't put him there. It was his personal vision. I must become king by all means. I must. I must build in East Legon, whether I have money or not. And those of us who are living in Chokwa, we are not human beings. I know somebody that did that, took all his money. He wanted to go to where everybody is. After buying the land, he discovered that 4 people have bought the same land. And he knew it was his last. He got stroke straight by thinking about losing the land. £60,000. He never get one foco back. I asked him, why did you do that, sir? Everybody was doing it. Ambition. Absalom was ambitious. A child of God should not be ambitious. He should be visionary. You only do what heaven has permitted you to do. That's why I've never borrowed money from anybody. I don't have anything pressing me. I don't have anybody to impress. When my soul winning doesn't take money, I can walk. I don't need to borrow to take taxi. Last week, I walked from here to Newtown, from Newtown back. All that I did was to drink coconut water, which is very cheap. No ambition. I don't have any ambition to drive a car like others. I even have cars that are with people. They say, Bishop, anytime you are ready, come. Some of my guys. Dangerous. I rather like those cars because I don't repair them. I don't fuel them. That's another level of blessing. Are you crapping or you are jealous? Pressure. ambition. I must be like this. I must be like this. I must be like this. Ha! That my sister, he have 3 bridesmaids. I will beat her. I will do 18 bridesmaids. Ambition. I want to be. I want to be. No Christian should follow that lifestyle. And today, Facebook, we are in trouble. Facebook. Whatever. Where somebody can sugar himself in front of somebody's house and write, my new house. And people, he's buying pressure for people. Pressure, high blood pressure. People's pressure is going up. He says, that is my classmate. How can he have that kind of house? And me, I don't have one. Oh, lighter, like, oh God. You are not pursuing vision. That's why pressure is on you. Number 2, imagination. People sit down, they just imagine things. And they say, that's God's plan for my life. Genesis 11, 6 and 14. The people imagined to build a tower to reach God. It wasn't God's vision. Why are you running under pressure? And God said, these people, what they have imagined to do, nobody can stop them. The people are one. They have one language. And this that they begin to do, nobody, nothing can propose. Nobody, nothing can be withheld from them. At the end of the day, what happened? God came down. He scattered the building. That is the reason why when you speak, I can hear. That's the reason why I'm trying to sing Spanish, but I'm taking my time. The whole world has one language. Because of lack of following God, God's vision was that the people will live in harmony, everybody speaking one language. How beautiful the world will be if you go to Nigeria, the same language, Togo, the same language, Sokakope, the same language, Kumasi, the same language. All this, our fight will not have risen. All this confusion. Some people just wake up, bam! This is what we want to do. Is that God's plan? We don't care. God scattered their language. Don't turn imagination into vision. Number 3, another thing you have to watch. Situation dictating steps. For instance, you are in a church. Something happened. You were not happy. Sunday, so I'm going to start a church. The Lord has sent me. Anger has sent you. Offenses have sent you. You won't be happy all the time, but if you can be patient. Jeremiah 23:21. I have not sent these prophets, yet they run. Prophet Kuka. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. One guy he said to me, Bishop, and they say, the engineer here before. Oh, yeah, it's me, it's not maybe more beyond the senior man. Because they say, who from who did you? I'm going for my gift. And I'm sorry. People are following what is the new thing in town. What is the whatever? What is the new thing in town? Friend of mine went and bought Range Rover. He didn't have money to buy engine and put inside. So the container was in his house. There's no engine. And he called another friend. Can you give me a Range Rover engine? He said, did I send you to go and buy a Range Rover? Or you went to your husband to look for chop money? He said, he doesn't have money. Suddenly, you have got a new vision. You cry, you were not the one I was supposed to marry. Small money we didn't give you. When you're fishing, you have started changing. You are going to do something. That's why many things don't work for people. You are working in somebody's shop. You went to work late. They rebuke you. The next day, you carry your apaswa and sewing machine. I've started my own sewing, whatever. The Lord didn't send you. The situation has giving you assignment. You work with somebody for 3 years and one day he tested you that the marriage will not work. He said, I will show him in 2 weeks that I can catch a new catch. No prayer, nothing. You saw a fair colored girl say, I will show this black girl. Say you baby a ko baby ni krodo so yentena fa ko nyen. No prayer. He has not even been healed from the broken heartedness. Suddenly, you want to prove a point. Situation dictating steps is what you are taking. God didn't show you anything. The pain and the bitterness have given you a vision. You will fail. So as I'm praying, as I'm teaching, check your life. What you are doing right now? They say, God. Presently, so a woman was doing pa with her husband. So I'm trying to say, what is all this confusion going on? The husband said, Bishop, ask her. Was I not somebody's fiancée she came to overtake? Ha! Even me, I was shocked. To belong to somebody, and it's like even that person is now 42 years, still not married. And she knew, because anytime I'm going to visit that person, I pass in front of their house. And anytime that person has a problem, that person wants to visit me, because she was very shy, she would talk to her friend, and both of them would visit me together. One day, I was going to look for the main woman. And she wasn't around. And I went to sit in this lady's house to wait. I don't know what he blew on me. Now, she's coming to say whatever. Ask her. Didn't she take me from her friend? Since that day, that marriage, fighting, warfare. Ask your friend, did the Lord send you to where you are going? What you are doing, did the Lord send you, or something happened? Suddenly, you caught a vision. That's why when people get angry, I tell them, be patient. Don't let anger lead you. Anger. You are boiling like chlorine. Suddenly, you catch a vision. God is not there. It's not going to work. People have started churching like that, it didn't work. People have done business like that, it didn't work. People have married like that, it didn't work. Something you are going to do for 45 years, anger is detecting you. I will show you that it won't take me 1 week, I'll get another check. Christiano. Something you need to brand. Number 14, you have to check. Rebellion. When you get angry at a leader and you suddenly turn it into a vision. Many have left churches where God ordained them to stay. Because the leader said something, they were not happy. He said, there are many churches. You see, when you get deeper in God, you realize that not every church is your church. Not all shepherds can shepherd you. There are many churches. Why are you not from Afghanistan? Why don't they grow apple in Ghana? Your life is like a tree. You can't plant anywhere and do well. Be careful. Number 16. Now, Korah, Abiram, they stood up and they took men. And they faced Prophet Moses. They rose up before Moses and some of the children of Israel. 250 leaders of the congregation, representative of the congregation, men of renown, timber and caliber. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and they said, you take too much upon yourself for all the congregation is holy. Every one of them. And the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourself above the assembly? We are all anointed. So when Moses heard it, he fell on his face. And spoke to Korah and said, tomorrow morning, We'll go and stand before God and he will show us who he has called. So Moses called all of them. And while they were, I don't want to complete that story. While they were standing before the Lord, hide! He said, do this, take the censers, Korah and all the company, run to them quickly. Put fire in them and put incense before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord chooses is the Holy One. Take too much upon yourself, you sons of Levi. Then Moses said, hear now, you sons of Levi. Is it a small thing that the God of Israel separated you from the congregation and to bring you near to himself, to do the work of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation itself? The little responsibility God gave you is not enough. You don't like. You want to become the bishop. That's what Moses is saying. And then he brought you near to himself, and you and your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you. Are you seeking the priesthood also? He make you an usher leader. Is it not enough? I'm the leader of the choir. Is it not enough, my boy? He said, no. People have been giving you prophet's offering. I want to take your place so that I can know what is going on. And Moses said, okay. It's not by choice, though. It's by divine selection. Therefore, you and all your company gather together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that you complain against him? Verse 11. So Moses sent, and they call all the 250 people who are also saying that the Lord has called them. Hey! And Moses called a meeting. He said, come. And the people said, we will not come. That's what is there. We will not come. You are leading, so what? Yes, some of us were anointed in our mother's womb. Focus as I'm so. We are leading, so what? Rebellion can let you catch a vision. Moses sent to call them. They said, who will come? Isn't it smart? You have brought us out of the land flowing with milk and honey and whatever to kill us in this wilderness. That you should keep acting like a prince over us. Are you a prince? Hey. So while they were talking, something happened. God got angry. He opened the earth and he buried all the 250 people. Instantly, and he closed the earth. Don't call rebellion vision. Vision. So watch out. One day I heard a scripture. It's Bishop Eddie that quoted that scripture. And I remember where both of us were standing. I was about to take a major decision. So I was in his car. He drove me. We got to a place I was going down. And then he said, the scripture says, when the leader's heart is against you, don't leave your place. I went to search the scripture. When the leader's heart, okay, I'm angry at Kuka. At least by 4 hours, I will cool down. I will cool down. But some people are not patient. I'm going. Me too, the Lord has called. You, the Lord spoke to me 3 years ago. You are even lucky that after 3 years, Christ has elapsed. This is a sign that it's time for me to go. If the spirit of the ruler rises against you, do not leave your post. Look at it. For conciliation pacifies great offense. And this thing happens in church all the time. Once you say something somebody doesn't like, he catches a vision. Suddenly, the Lord spoke to me yesterday. Suddenly. So learn to hear from God. Not from circumstance and rebellion. Number 5, thing that deceive people, they think it's vision, but it's not. Competition and comparison. While the prayer meeting was going, I watched another church. They were playing Ludo and jamming in the church. Whilst we are here doing Kabaya. Everybody's destiny is different. I've never played Ludo in this church. A football grandma won't go on Ludo. How are going to win souls. 2 Corinthians 10:12. They that compare themselves among themselves are not wise. You want to have a wedding, sit down and plan your own wedding. Don't start and say, this one did this one this way, this one did this one this way, this one did this one this way. Then before we will go and hire a hall. The hall alone can pay your rent for 4 years. That will blow at the end within 2 hours. When we leave, the pressure is on you because you want to compare yourself to others. Now look at what he says. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. This area is the woman. That's their major assignment.
Where did you buy your wig from? Show me your seamstress. Hey!
Some of the seamstress, wait a minute. Wait till when your husband becomes empty, then you start to go there. When they charge you one, you will just remove the toe boot and restore it back. Suddenly you say, toe boot should come back to town. You need more money. They measuring themselves by themselves are not wise. You see somebody is passing out and you see a program Operation Fire Your Mother-in-Law. Next time you see his poster, Operation Fire Your Father-in-Law. People don't hear from God anymore. Numbers 16:12-14. Competition is not vision. Moses sent and called Abraham and their son, but they said, we will not come. The 13, look at what it says. Why are you trying to become a prince? Verse 14, what did they say? Moreover, you have not brought us into a land from Mecca, nor given us inheritance. Will you put out the eyes of this man? All that we have done for you, somebody took you in this account. They were comparing themselves to Moses. Meanwhile, God has said, amongst all men born of women, Moses is the most humble. And then he said to them, all other prophets, I speak to them in dreams and visions, but this prophet Moses, me and him, direct. So God's dealing with everybody is different. Mind your own business and face your life. Competition and comparison. Oh, this one is doing this. I'm going to do some. This one is doing this. Listen, God does not lead people like that. Take your time. Hear from God. Pray. God, what is your plan for my life? Even if you are 20, you are not the same. Esau and Jacob, different destinies. So watch out. For comparison and competing. Number 2, association. Number 12, 1. Association. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. 2. So they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? We can also hear from God. Has he not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it. Moses didn't hear. Now the man Moses was very humble. More than all the men who were on the face of the earth. Can you imagine? See, God's judgment about Moses was totally different from what the people were saying. But because of association, familiarity came in. And they said, sometimes when Moses is preaching, he will say that, hey, Miriam, lay hands on this one for me. Miriam mistaken is, we are the same. You lay hands, they fall. I lay hands, they fall double. God because I am also. The same thing happened to Lot. Lot also caught a vision because now you are following your uncle. He has taken, and then your uncle is telling you that there are two plots of land. Choose, heart. And the guy had the boldness to make their first choice. He did it. He should have said, Father Abraham, choose and leave the rest for me. No, he made a choice. Because I've associated with you, we are the same. What you see, I see. What you have, I myself. So, by your association, you are catching wrong vision. Wrong vision. Some pastor's wife, when their husband let them preach once. And maybe today they didn't come to church. Next time they say, I'm going to organize a convention. Yes. Woman of fire. Hey. Can you give me some oil? On the last day, I will do anointing service. The fact that you are close to somebody doesn't make that his vision is your vision. That's what I'm trying to say. Because that's what many people do. Everybody's plan is different. You see, Elvin and Anama and everybody, they've gone to the same school, same area. They even now live in the same house. Same husbands who look different. One is taller than the other. They all have sakura. But they are not doing the same thing. Number 7. Reaction. I'm saying all this for you to judge what you are doing. Whether it's from God. Or you are falling into some of these mistakes. It's a vision conference. Where there is no vision, people perish. Where vision is mistakenly taken by any one of them, people perish. Exodus 2, 11 and 15. No one will miss it this year. This is the best year for you. Nobody will miss it. Exodus 2. Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked. An Egyptian was beating a Jew. So Moses went in and separated them. And I don't know, mistakenly, he beat the Egyptian that he buried him under the sun. Those of you who have not been on the desert before, on the desert, the sun is so much that if you do even your legs like this, you can bury somebody. You can bury somebody. And so, the next day he came back to town. This time, two Israelis are fighting. He said, brothers, don't fight. The other one said, hey, my friend, who made you a judge? You want to kill me like you killed the other guy yesterday? We saw you, but we didn't shout. Moses said, yeah. He ran. Now, by this incident, Moses wanted to become a deliverer when it wasn't time. So he reacted to the fight between the Egyptian and the Israelite, and he turned it into a vision. Reaction. Somebody said he was divorcing his wife. They didn't tell me, because if they know that they didn't tell me, I may say they should wait. So the last day the man is going to call tomorrow, then he told me this evening. So before I could say, oh, take your time. So the last day is tomorrow. And why is he divorcing the woman? Two things. Number one, on the day of the wedding, he said the lady shouldn't do makeup, and the lady did makeup. So he said when the lady appeared, no, when he saw her, now her spirit left their marriage. I blasted him. I said, how can you tell a lady not to do makeup on her wedding day? The way your face is very number two reason, it's been 5 years the lady is not getting pregnant. So after they came from court, this man was working somewhere. He fell sick. And one of the people, girls that work in the office, came to help him once he was sick. And the help turned into ministration. 3 days later, the lady got pregnant. He married her by force. Is this marriage by vision? Reaction. As soon as that lady got pregnant, then the other one, somebody married her. She also got pregnant. You say the girl cannot give birth. Don't react and call it, God has spoken to me. God has spoken to me. You are working in the place, they sack you, the next day I'm starting my own business. And I will do the same thing and prove a point. No. The Bible says we must prove all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Your life is so precious, you can't use it for experiment. Don't run in the wrong direction. Vision is what God has given you, not what man has taken. You can't take something and you call it vision. Vision is what God has given you, not what man has taken. Make sure it is from God before you start running. Every divine vision enjoys divine backing. Mark 16:20. And they went and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. So if he didn't send you, he will not back you up. Every true vision. You see, that's why you need to make sure it is from God. You won't struggle. And this thing is from God, you will not struggle. Just make sure, even if you take you 1 year, to make sure you hear from God. Do it, because you are going to enjoy free favor. Make sure. Don't live a life full of frustration. They went everywhere because he told them to go. The Lord working with them. Every true vision enjoys divine backing. Why? When the vision is from God, God goes before you. Meaning that he will break every barrier. He goes before you. Now watch these things very carefully. Watch these things very carefully. Isaiah 45. Every man promised land, there are giants. If God doesn't go before you, you will be crushed. That's when you will know you can even sell pure water and be in debt of $100,000. Come on, pure water. Isaiah 45. That says the Lord to his anointed, to say, whose right hand I have held. To subdue nations before him, and lose the armor of kings, and to open before him double doors, so that the gate will not be shut. So when God is not going ahead of you, the gates are shut against you. Because it is your own thing you are doing. He can't get involved. So make sure it is from God, and you have easy access. Number two, when the vision is a real vision, God goes with you. You don't go alone. He said, go in this dama, have I not sent thee? God goes with you. Matthew 28:20. These 7 points are very important. Don't miss it. He goes with you. Anybody fighting, wasting his time. That thing is from God. He's with you now. Who can stop you? That business you want to start, God told you to start. Who can stop you? Teaching them to observe all things. I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Wow. The best place to be is to be where God is with you. Number three, when the vision is from God, God works with you. He doesn't let you work it alone. He works with you. Angels will come and help. He will send divine helpers. He works with you. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. That's number three. God works with you. Eh? God will work with you. Ah, he will go with you. The vision is from God. Yes. God brought us here to circle. All the people that said over their dead body, they have died. We are still alive. They thought they were saying it to me. They didn't know they were saying it to God. He works with you. This year, may you not work alone. Never work alone. He will work with you in your marriage. Work with you in raising your children. Work with you in your academics. I was listening to old man. Oma Opa. My old man. Oma? He said, the Lord took me to school in America. And every time we are going to write exams, I will see the questions 3 weeks before the lecturer will set them. Shakara, how can this one fail exams? Exams is in April. He has seen the questions. The ones others are learning on fact. He goes straight to answer them. He said that one day, he was in a class. Something happened. They were asking some questions and he answered the question that the professor didn't like. So the professor said, Oma, stand up. I've withdrawn your scholarship. He said, while the man was talking to him that I've withdrawn your scholarship, he just lifted his hand and he said, oh God, I can't go back to Nigeria. Intervene. Suddenly, two people entered into the same office and they look at him and he said, whatever this man was giving you, we'll give you 7 times. Instantly. When God is with you, let everybody back off. You will still be a success. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that this year, every enterprise you enter, every step you take, may God work with you. Number four, when the vision is from God, God works through you. Through you. You are just a vessel. People who don't know why you are having results, God is working through you. John 14:10. You not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. The words that I speak unto you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. To now, we come to number four now. Number four, God works through you. You just become a vessel. Actually, God is the one working. When the vision is from God, everything works. Number five, when the vision is from God, God gives you boldness. You become fearless. You dare the undareable. Exodus 5:1. Don't do anything God has not told to do. Life is simple. Life is simple. Don't do what God told you. He has a master plan for every individual. Don't just jump up and say, I'm going to Dubai. We may have to borrow money and send it to you before you come back. Pastors are making millions there. Your destiny is not in America. Don't go there except to visit and come back like my type. Don't just stand up and carry your passport. All nurses are going to London. I'm one of them. Injection will kill you. Make sure every decision you pray. Father, the man of God says that God has a plan for everybody. Which one is my own now? Exodus 5:1. Quickly, quickly. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold the field." Now, how can this man, who has been declared wanted in Egypt, go back to Egypt and be talking like a king? He was declared wanted. He went back and started giving order, and Pharaoh couldn't do nothing because the Lord sent him. The sender was with the sent. So you can't do anything. No devil can clear anybody from Kwame Nkrumah's Second. No, 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 no. We are the territorial commanders. The church used to be some far place. I don't know how we came here. God brought us. We'll be taking them one by one, one by one, one by one, one by one, one by one. Even those who don't want to sell, they will sell. You see, when you understand this thing, you move with confidence. It's not, be careful, be careful. No, nobody should be careful. When you are in the right place, the sender is with you. The sender is with you. He gives you boldness. Pharaoh! Who are you? Aqua Moses. You come back again. They couldn't arrest him. The Lord sent him. But if you send yourself, they will send you back. Number six, everybody watch you. What I'm saying includes your children, the school that your children attend. Some of you just wake up. My sister said there is some school, be here, whatever. Your child will go and meet the devil in that school. Destroy his destiny. My girls, they are two. One of them go to school, very far place. The other one, another far place. They will be talking on telephone. Everybody's destiny is different. One day I carry my daughter to some school. She cried for 3 days. When I came, I said, "Sack you. Let's go home." When the vision is from God, all barriers bow. Look at it. God removed barriers. Since we came to second year, there have never been any barrier that we couldn't conquer. The other houses that are left, it's not time yet. And when the time comes, and they should pray, the time will never come, and Jesus will come. Isaiah 45, 1 and 2. Some of us are pushing against some serious barriers. You have only one problem. That thing that you are doing, it may not be God who instructed you to do. He said, when God is leading you, he will remove the doors. He will remove the gates. He opened before you double door. No one can shut. Not every pastor is supposed to be senior pastor. You will have senior problems. Be careful. Don't let your wife catch a vision for you, even though he loves you. Both of you will perish. Be careful. That's what somebody needs to hear. Number seven. Seba, when the vision is from God, he gives you increasing results. Increasing results. Boom, breakthrough here. Boom, breakthrough there. Bam, breakthrough there. Boom, breakthrough there. But this course that you just suddenly said, "Oh, I'm going to do," you even forgot your index number during exams. Your own name you are spelling, you made a mistake. God is absent. Make a quick U-turn. Proverbs 4:18. The path of the just is like a shining light. It shines more and more and more and more. You suddenly wake up, they say weak business is very good. I'm selling weak. The first 2 weeks you sow, Uboka 3,000. Are you sure this weak is no way in you? Be careful. People say they go to Dubai, they are happy. Me, I don't want to go there again. Last time I told my friend, said, I said, no, I don't want that place. It's nice to people, me, it's not nice to me. They can describe Dubai, no, it's all right. I'll go to Israel, even though they are bombing the people. Boom! With all the bomb, when I get there, I'm excited. There is a feel, like many people say, Lagos is a very rowdy place. When I land in Lagos right now, you see that I just get happy when I land in Lagos. That's what people say, the place is rowdy. Find out. Second Corinthians 3:18. Where do you get your joy? Where do you get much happiness? It's a sign that is the place God wants you to be. But we all with unveiled face, beholding us in the glass of glory, are being changed into the same image from glory to, if the thing is not moving from glory to glory, check it out. From glory to glory. Did you ever see me come to stand here one day and say, today dear, I'm stressed. I preach for 3 hours in the morning. Even though I'm tired, once I stand there, divine energy, my God. Because I am in the right place. So the heavens are open. Oh, my Lord, if you open the heavens, all the angels, some of them are pouring liquid head on me. You go and stand in the wrong place. You know what they will pour on you? Grease. No one here will miss direction that will frustrate your life. You will not marry the wrong person that will kill you. The cocker will say, oh, mommy, I'm down for banana. Who be who? You won't pray. Pastor, I said I will marry a first colored there, and this one is colored. What do you want me to do? Can I pray a prayer for you? Anything you are in right now that is choking your joy, may you make a U-turn right now in the name of Jesus. We can't bury another person. Pastor, say, oh, whatever I say, no, wait a minute. No, nobody tells me what to do. I pray to know what God wants me to do. When the time comes, I will know. You can't give me a vision. And I pray you understand what I'm teaching. Because, you see, people are trying to cast out devils where they are not present. And the devil will tell you, I wasn't there. The only problem was that God was absent. And let me tell you, the devil is not everywhere. Those of you who think that the devil is everywhere, he's not everywhere. The book of Job tells us he also walks about. The devil is not everywhere. It's God's presence that is everywhere. So those of you, everything devil, even when he's eating, you are casting him out. Everything devil. When you do your own thing and it doesn't work, you start to bind him. He will one day charge you before God. The Bible said in Job, when the sons of man appeared, he asked him, where are you coming from? So, I've been going from to and fro. I just landed from Afghanistan. I'm on my way going to Togo. I decided to pass here. He is not everywhere. Don't be deceived. That's why sometimes when you have a plan, until you tell somebody, the devil will never know. It is when you start telling, let's attack again. Or when a prophet calls you in a meeting and they say, that's the year of the Lord, papa. From there, go and pray. Don't go and open champagne. But once it declared publicly, demons have also taken notice. I say, again, we say, you're a good plan, man, sir. Then from there, the attack begins. That's why the prayer you led, by the prophecies that have gone ahead of you, make a good warfare. Because once the prophecy comes, you are open to satanic attack. Yes. Some people are just happy. They have appointed me as a man of God. Man of God, where is your fasting? Nothing has exposed you to trouble. Or they just promote you in your office. You came now, checking. In some previous government, a lady was appointed. First day he went to the office, sat on the chair, paralyzed. Pia! She died. So now, Lift your hand and say, Father, 2025, lead me every day.
Every day.
Somebody gave you a contract, plenty money. That doesn't mean that. Do it.
That doesn't mean that. Do it.
Maybe it's an occultic group. They want to enroll you. There are many people, when they see money, they don't think. You are delivered from those who don't think when they see money. So now, we can conclude. How do I pursue vision? Okay, now I've heard from God. Understand this. Nothing happens when we do nothing. Any vision not pursued will remain a daydream. Every vision demands calculated action. James 2:26. Every vision demands calculated action. When you are lazy, it looks as if you are visionless. While the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead.
Mm-hmm.
A great vision demands great action. So those of you who wake up, you are sleeping. Don't sleep. Me, I don't sleep. Oh. 3 a.m. yesterday, I'm sitting, I'm calling somebody. I'm checking whatever. I call Prophet Fojo. I say, you are my son. You are also not sleeping. 3 a.m. we are talking. We are talking about some programs we are trying to connect and to do. He's in Belgium, I'm in Ghana. We are discussing things. Witches are not asleep. We are also not asleep. Actors are winners. Tell your friend, actors are winners. Actors. If you don't act, you won't win. Success is not for the lazy, for lazy people. If you don't drive the vision, it will die. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4. He said, Nyameka chose ye be a sorry waka. Don't just sit down or just pray and think it will happen. A lazy man will not plow because of winter. He will beg during harvest and have nothing. A lazy man. He will be sitting on millions and begging. A lazy man will not plow. Every vision demands a ram. Habakkuk 2:2. The Lord show you, you have built an international school. You are still sleeping at 11 a.m. Rah! Start with one child. The child died. Bring another one. Bring another one. Don't tell me the child has died. No. Run with the vision. You build the house, broke through. Build it again. Every vision demands a run. Yasmin want to marry. You sit in the church. Don't go and sew your dress and send invitation card. Obedia waria me yapim. Wedding day, you have overslept. No lazy man can fulfill a godly vision. After the Sunday, we preach, we almost dying. And I saw, when I was passing by in his hotel room, he has opened the door. The man has entered into the heavens. I was just shaking my hands. I'm the one who preached. Maybe he's sleeping for me. He was dying. I carry Shushu too along. At least she will see that how we used to, when we go, how we tire ourselves to bring money for people to chop. That's why people you are helping, when they don't respect the help, leave them. God won't kill you. Last Sunday, some guy, he came to stand here. I know him many years ago. I gave him 20 cities. He told me, now why would he carry the amami abesome? So I told him, okay, go and come. You will never see my face again, even though I'm alive. I gave you 20 cities. 1 year you may be up. You just greeted me. Greetings alone, I gave you 20 cities. And I wish I see where are your mama. Do you think this money is enough. If you have enough, will you have come to me? Mm. I deleted him. I'm alive, but he will never see my face. Like Joseph told him, he said, you won't see my face again. People don't appreciate help. You see, sometimes when somebody is helping, it is a sacrifice. Don't take it for granted, especially you see people living in Ghana. Somebody is in abroad. He sent them something. They squander everything. One of my sons, now struggling in Ghana, bought 100 acres of land for his brothers to check it for him. When he came, shakao. And I was talking to Bishop Alote. He was almost crying. He said, I built a poultry farm, $2 million. Left it for my family people. He said, the only thing left is the land and the war. And I don't want to see the war. So I don't go to my hometown. The only reason I go, my mother is the one begging me that. But he said, when he drives, he will just drive and see the burden and go like this. When he sees it, he remembers his pain. Lazy people have squandered the man's livelihood. Don't be like that. Somebody give you something small, take care of him. He that takes care of another man's business. Because you didn't struggle to get it, you think nobody labeled. Everything given to you as a free gift for sacrifice. What is this? I'm telling that man, he won't see my face again. I'm not dead, but I'll make sure. If you appreciate 20, it will be 2,000. That's why God can't even handle ungrateful people. You, somebody went and bought you. You wanted to buy 8. Mistakenly bought size 9. When he came, we don't know how you were 9. He gave you the shoe. You are not grateful. And such people don't have vision. So that's why. That's why. When an apostle invited me to come and eat, and I look at these two men, I say, when I cross this man, I've reached Donald Trump. When I cross this man, you know, as Adams was said, he didn't eat the food. He didn't eat. Nikki didn't eat. The reason they couldn't eat that, they never imagined they would be in that room. So they will watch and tap among them. It's like, how did I find myself here? Hello? Ayo? You have appeared before in Portugal. What the phone so free Ghana for? Make one answer me for uncle. Every vision demands a ram. But I need to do something I like. Anytime we go to Bishop Jones' house, Bishop Jones, they will always order food for us. You know, So when I say, Beba, will you eat? Last time when he said, will you eat? I said, no. Pastor Nicky said, yes. Yes. I said, yes. When we were going, I said, Nicky, what are you doing? Tell me, sir, I'm going to say, Yentai Maha. That's the kind of person me I like. This year, some major blessing is about to fall on top of your head, and you will grab it by fire, by force. Habakkuk 2:2. Right now, I'm bringing this Indian prophet. If I tell you the ticket I'm buying, you will not believe. But God told me to do as I was in the forest praying, so I don't care, whatever. Then I'll bring the man, and you are sitting in your house. People are coming from Singapore, Togo, Nigeria. Then you, a member of the church. What are they doing in the church? I'm going to watch. You watch online. People don't know. So now, I have a vision. How do I perceive it? Key number one. Anytime you receive a vision from God, absolute dependence on God. Depend on God for its fulfillment. It's not by might, it's not by power, by my spirit. Some of the vision when God shows you is big. You look at yourself, you look at your bank account, guys, you are nowhere near. Look up to God. He gave you the vision, he will send the provision. Absolute dependence on God to bring the vision to pass. Romans 9:16 is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God showeth mercy. Psalm 127 verse 1. Eh? Except the Lord build a house. Listen, never depend on yourself to fulfill any vision. The vision in the first place doesn't come from you. When you trust in yourself, it will fail. God is strong and resourceful. God is strong and resourceful enough to get the job done. Unless they labor in vain, unless the Lord gathers it. So, if it is the vision from God, God told Nanama to do something every day. Just thanking God, Father, get it done. Yeah, don't try to say, I went to Legon. No, don't bring yourself. Every vision from God is bigger than the recipient. Why? Because God always wants you to remember that it is He that brought it to pass. He won't give you a vision that is easy for you to do. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. God is strong and resourceful enough. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. So, this year we are learning. Number two. Stay focused. Don't shift ground. The Lord told you to build a school. Something happened. Then you say, oh, no. Maybe it's not from God. Don't shift ground. Don't be distracted from your vision. 2 Peter 1:10. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Boham is sitting down there. When I told you, Kofi, the Lord says we should write books. Ask him how we have struggled. I don't sleep. He doesn't sleep. Because he knows 4 a.m. I'll call. 3 a.m. I'll call. Mercy on the wife. Now, sometimes, there's a mistake. We can print the whole book. There's a mistake. We cancel the whole book. But stay focused. So today, our book number 33 came out. Today, we launched a book 33. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Keep your eyes fixed on the vision. Be diligent to make the call issue. The man of God wanted to build a school. The first major destiny, the whole Ghana, people, somebody say, whatever. The devil wanted to kill the vision. Colossians 4:17. Say to watch us. We don't want anybody walking around in this church without vision. Who sorry only maybe alcohol? Who need be a point branami pay vision be mount? Say to watch us. Take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. Everybody must wake up walking towards a fulfillment of something. Number two, plan the way out. Plan it. Plan the way out. You are not a good planner? Find somebody to help you to plan. No vision can be productive without planning. Proverbs 24:3-4 from the Living Bible. Proverbs 24:3-4 from the Living Bible. Any enterprise is built by wise planning. Become strong through common sense. And profit wonderfully by keeping abreast with the facts. What a scripture. Any enterprise, any vision. Plan this your wedding. Plan the next thing to do. Plan your building. Plan whatever. You want to go to school. Plan. When I finish this thing, I'll go and work small. Get some money. I'll continue. Plan. Every enterprise. 1 Corinthians 3:10. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I held the foundation, another built on it, but each one take heed how he built. You need to plant. Me, I don't like writing the things I want to do, but the plan is in my mind. So I will call Apostle Alex. One of them, I will send it to pam 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 pam. Let's do this. If you are not a good planner, let somebody do it for you now. And people can help you. Plan. Planning is not optional, but obligatory. Excellence is a product of good planning. It is wisdom to plan. It is wisdom to plan. It is wisdom to plan. Number four, go for relevant knowledge. You want to do tilapia farm? Have you learned about how tilapias behave? Whether they have a wife or they don't have a wife. So go find a book on tilapia and read. Find somebody who have done it before and read. Before one day all your tilapia dies. Proverbs 24. Let's start from 3. Proverbs 24, 24. Through wisdom a house is built. By understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled. Now you have the vision. But how do you departmentalize and make sure that it works? You need knowledge. I've read every book that Papa Oedipo wrote about anything. He said, I read one of his books as big as my stomach. I don't read books on psychology. I'm not psychologizing anything. I cast out devils. I don't do psychology. By knowledge. I've met Young Icho, father of church group. I've met Young Icho, Papa Dewey, Pastor Chris, Benny, all the great, 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 great men of God, everybody. Because that's my knowledge base. Yes. Bishop Dag, everybody. When I wanted to write a book, I went to associate Bishop Dag. I said, I need that impartation. Don't approach any vision with common sense. You will have common results. Warn your friend, don't approach any vision with common sense. Once God tells you what to do, find out those who have done it. Get the books. Read. By knowledge. That's why everything God showed me are right. So that others can also catch. I have some of my sons here. They are using the same method and they are getting results. What to come and say, all the young guys who are breaking through in ministry, they follow the church. I will write it down. Say, child, I found this, you know. Let's flow. If it's the same church you are doing there, make we go now. I entered Pastor Douglas' church 2 weeks ago Sunday. I thought it's they were singing, then my faith will not grow weary. Before I saw, I was crying. As if I was in the church here. Don't approach any vision by common sense. Can you warn somebody for me? You say you want to marry. Only love is in your heart, no knowledge. Why do you think you can marry? I love. Even love we learn. Okay, you love. How do we love? Number 5. Appointed time. Consider appointed time. You catch a vision yesterday. Don't start running tomorrow. Everything is for an appointed time. There is time factor in the pursuit of every vision. Habakkuk 2:3. He said, in the end, it will speak. Ecclesiastes 3:1. There is time for everything. God's time is the best because it is time for safety, provision, and favor that brings speedy accomplishment. You go ahead of God, you can't get the vision done. You delay, you can't get it done. There is an appointed time for takeoff. Working in God's timing is the only way to guarantee success in life and ministry. Timing. He started business. The capital is 1,000. You got a breakthrough, boom. The capital came to 3,000. Suddenly he went to buy air conditioning, then all the money finished. The AC you can buy, but it's not time. Every vision has an appointed time. When we came here, we got only one plot. Then when the time came, God added. Then when the time came, God added. And when the time came, God added. And then another time will come and he will add. So we didn't borrow money because we'll wait for the money to come and we'll go and buy. Timing. Timing. That's why we are saying you are not married. Don't go and sleep with somebody. You will catch a responsibility you cannot bear. Be careful. Number six, appointed place. Every vision has its location. It is not everywhere that certain things will work. Every vision given by God has a physical location for its fulfillment. When you locate the location, God's miracles of supply and protection will meet you at the appointed place. Genesis 12:1. Get out of your father's house to a place I will show you. Men of God, you hear carefully. Don't just wake up. I'm going to come to men. There are rich people there. First Kings 17:8. Elijah, rise up and go to Zarephath. Specific location. Everywhere Samson had a girlfriend was a place he was told not to go to. The only prophet that always married Ammon from his enemies. Go to Zarephath. Are you in the right place? Finally. Seven keys to fulfillment of vision. If you are not in the right place, supply will not come, protection will not come. That's why when Jonah ran from Nineveh, he lost his protection. A whale swallowed him. Key number seven, persistence. Everybody needs this one. If you stop at the initial opposition, you may never. Every vision will be opposed. Persistent. How many times AMA wanted to stop us from building this church? They carry our sofa, our head pump. As soon as they go, I go and buy a new one. By the time we're dedicating this building, this main door, there was a padlock, AMA padlock. They finally got that. They left the padlock for me. They came to lock it. You see? I wasn't the problem. When you give them the paper, for them to finish the paper for you. I take donkey ass. I can't wait for you. Finally, one man who used to come and trouble us, when he was passing, look at the just. Go for me, you're tough. Hey, mommy, I can't down effect. Any small thing, you are crying. Persistence. How small marriage you want to marry? Three men disappointed you. Go for number four. All men are not dead though. Number four, it will work. It will work. If you don't give up, it will work. Persistence. Consistency is the mark of champions. Every VC will face challenges, but we overcome them when we persist. Luke 16:16. He said, from the time of the prophets until now, you see, the law and the prophets were unto John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached. Every man prays. You write 25 applications. It didn't work. Write 27. 90. It will work. 20 miscarriages. Go for pregnancy number 21. Since you are not fornicating, God is not angry with you. Every man prays. I've been praying about church growth for long ago. And even now, no crown. Yesterday, I asked God, I said, do this thing now. The price belongs to those who press. The price belongs to those who press. You don't press, you can't get a price. If you don't quit too soon, you will win. Philippians 3. Some of you, even in your marriage, you are fighting. It doesn't mean the thing will not work, it will work. Fight a little. Learn a little. Later, everybody who knows that, everybody will stop. You small fighter. I'm going to my mother's house. Mama, I'm coming home. He said, this place is not your home anymore. When I say what I try to mean is that at that level you are not wise yet. So many things have to happen to teach you wisdom. That's what I mean. Maybe you don't understand. I'm insulting somebody. No. In the time of absence of knowledge, you are a fool. That's what the Bible says. Anything you don't know makes you a fool. But you also learn through struggles. Later you see that the energy that you have used to do the argument, if you have used it to prepare Ghana soup, it will be nice. So you stop fighting. You stop fighting now. Shake somebody and say, persist. No matter how many times, the vision fails. Some of you still have some O-level math to write. O-level English. Go and write it. You will pass. Can I pray for somebody here? The devil thinks he can tire you, but I promise him that this year, wherever you stop, you are going to continue and you will persist and the vision will come to pass. Somebody shall raise me here. No vision can be fulfilled without persistence. Without persistence. Somebody asked Bishop Oyedepo, did you ever have problems? He said, it came plenty, but I didn't see. It came plenty, but I didn't see. Lift up your hands. It's 8. These 7 points, if you follow, every vision will work. 1, depend on God. 2 is what? Stay focused. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. You will be great in 2025. Jump on your feet. Jump on your feet. Lift your 2 hands and thank the Lord. Thank God. These are the keys. These are the keys. Thank the Lord. You want to go to school? Have you ever said anything about the industry? Go and find out. You are having feelings. Go to marriage school. You say you won't go. Recently, I was there. I had a vision, and somebody was telling me, go and buy a bass guitar and learn. Did I buy it or not? I have a bass guitar. But you see, I can't play one. Because since I brought the guitar, no action. The guitar is sitting in my room. I told Kofi that, Charlie, we'll learn this thing I've not learned. I bought a keyboard too. No action. They are playing on my behalf. This man cornered my keyboard. Stand up and shake 3 people. Say, action, 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 action. Without action, every dream dies. Every dream dies. Ask him, what have you done today? Have you taken any action? The prayer we pray is part of the actions we have taken. My big guitar is hanging in the room. And to let you know, it's God that told me to buy. When they dashed me for free. But laziness, I can play titititititu. Titititutu. Or more pie. Tutum, tutum, tutum. I can't play nothing. 9 keyboard, they dash me. 9 bass guitar. I need to go to my son here and humble myself for him to teach me. A bass guitar. Laziness. I've not. The guitar is sitting there looking at me. Nice guitar. Your vision will look at you if you don't work it out. But this 2025, receive grace. Receive grace. Every day you will work on your vision. Every day you will learn something new. Every day you will take some practical steps. Somebody shout, amen.
Amen.
The vision is found upon that time. Who can play football at 55? They sack you. In abroad, even 30 years, you are too old. Here, there. In abroad. All these footballer Melonia, they are less than 30, oh boy. Africa, 33, he's still drinking soup in his mother's house. After church, I'll judge you, I may fetch you, go and see if you can do that somewhere. Everybody delaying time, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Time will not beat you in the journey of life. Lift your hands and thank God for whatever you have heard during this vision conference. By June, your first house will be finished. By June, you'll finish that company. By June, you'll start a new business. By June, you'll be counting your first $1 million. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord. Speak in tongues and thank Him. Rakatoske pelekatoske. That building project, you'll finish it. Imrakatoske pelekatokata. Elekate. Hey, let me chip in. Money doesn't bring vision. It's vision that brings money. Because I'm waiting for money before. No, money won't come. Even when God says you are visionless, He won't give you money. So that quarter plot, go and start something on it. Stop sitting there. When I get money, I start. Start! Money will come. He gives money to those who have vision. You don't have any vision. You are not entitled. Me, I don't draw budget to. When God tells me to do something, I will just start. And it always works. Recently, He even told me, don't ever think about money. Just do what I want you to do. Yeah. One time, I wanted to do something. There was a program coming. I told him, listen, tell the guy to do whatever for me. Suddenly, one of my sons, he called me. He said, 60,000, I'll pay for you. If I didn't have anything, nobody would pay the 60,000 for me. Some of you, money is waiting for you. He said, dream. Dream. When you dream, I will come to you. When you catch a vision, you are not catching a vision. I pray for every holy healer. This year, you will be celebrated for something specific. I say, you will be what? Celebrated for something. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Everybody stand up. Stand up. Stand up and lift your two hands. Tell the Lord, number one, give me vision. Number three, give me the action. Thompson. Dun, dun, dun. Hold on. You can make it. Hold on. I got ra-di-da-di-da-di. Hold on. You can make it. Hold on. Let you won't find it. Wave your hand. Change is coming.
Hold on.
This year, I see 35-year-old people dedicating their first house.
Hold on. You can make it. You can make it. Hold on. Everything will be alright.
Hold on. You can make it. Eunice. You can make it. Some of you need to go back to school. Go back. Go and start. Somebody will pay the school fees for you. You don't have a vision. God will send
you one.
It's a three-part message. Go and get all the three and listen. How to discover vision. How to pursue vision. This is what I've done to my little life. Yes. Thank God. We are already tired, so I'm closing. Just thank Him. There are some ordinary people here. In the next 3 months, people see, they will salute by the kind of vision that you are going to accomplish. I see 71 people. By April ending, your bank account is going to swell up with money. Vision. One big somebody, I don't want to mention their name. He told the pastor, he said, that pastor, it's not like the other ones. Many of them come here to beg for money. That one there, he doesn't look like one. I cannot be one. I have a vision, so God is always giving me provision. Everyone here with a vision, lift your hands. Let me command some money for you. Let me wire some seed for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You will free that building. You will free that project. Monica! You don't have vision. We give you money. You call your friend. Hey, meet me at Kempinski. The money will go to those who are building, those who are starting business, those who want to go back to school, those who want to start churches, those who want to build churches, those who want to build companies, those who are starting new business. I decree over your life, flow, 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 flow. Turn and greet 3 people and say, Mr. and Mrs. Visionary. For your back, as a Mrs. Visionary, God will send you money to accomplish your vision. Ask him, what is your vision for this year? What are you doing? What has the Lord told you to do? Catch a vision. Money will never be a problem. Some people are crying. Some people are gossiping. And we are going to focus on our vision. Those who don't do a vision, they are always talking about people. Who have that for you? Hold on. Change is coming. Hold on. Somebody shout, hey. That marriage vision this year you will marry. Somebody has a vision to buy a car. Oh, the car is on the way coming. Somebody wants to get some quarter plot to be to start from that place. God will help you to accomplish that quarter plot. Go, never say there is no money. I've taught you. You there, just catch the vision. Start. One day at a time. Sweet Jesus. One day at a time. Tomorrow will never be mine. That's one day. Stop saying whatever. One day at a time. Tell me today. Show me today. One day at a time. We started with a tent. We build this one. Then we build this one. Then we build this one. Then we build this one. I'm about to build another 5 stories. One day at a time, oh, stop talking. Amen. 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 Clap your hands for the Lord. Tell your neighbor, this year we will dedicate your something. Your something. Either a house or a project, or God will let you do something. We will come and dedicate and drink champagne on top of your accomplishment. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Take your offering. Somebody gave me some money. I gave it to Pastor Alex. The money got missing. Some dollars. I gave it to him. I said, Charlie, my friend says I should use this money to help some village pastors. We look for the money and we are not found. Now, 2 days ago, I got 2 village budgets. Suddenly, we found the money. As soon as the assignment came, the money said, I'm here. May you catch an assignment. Lift your seat. Can you speak over your seat today and say, Lord, multiply this seat. God, this year I have many, many things I want to do. Talk to the seed. Somebody is getting 500 bags of cement out of this seed. Somebody is getting international scholarship out of this seed. Somebody's wedding expenses are being paid out of this seed. Someone is starting another company out of this seed. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Drop it. Man of God, play the hold on for me. Let's close. God bless everybody who came for the prayer meeting. Larry, are you the one singing a song? Man of God, that's your voice. Eh? Have you finished the offering? Okay, now it's all right. God bless you. Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Congratulations.
Thank you for listening to this message from Dr. Kwajo Boateng-Mbempa. We believe your needs were met, and every word will keep you in closer fellowship with the Holy Spirit. To further boost your finances, love for souls,
we believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055, +233 26767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com. Yeah.